Robert, how are you, sir? Jay Oliver, of course. Jeff Geo as well. Rob, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Should he stay or should he go? I believe that was a song. I'm talking about Tom Spoda. Resign or not to?
First, I'm a little nauseous about Tim Sweeney's comment before. You know, I got to tell you, I am no longer standing back and watching the lies and the half-truths go on. You know, here's a guy who stood there when Burke, you know, was on the cover of the paper, when there was no one in the DEA, no one in the FBI, and he talks about solving the opium problem, the gang problem, and he stood there idle for 18 months as Burke's boss. That question needs to be answered. I watched the Ray Perini, Sini, debate on News 12 last night,
yeah,
and Ray pegs him down to it. And all he says in like this monotone drone voice that he has, I was a former federal prosecutor, and he just goes on. It's a bizarro world that people thwart this, and I've got an obligation because, you know, I know the truth. It's sickening. Now, listen, I'm not saying Tim Sweeney didn't want to put people in there, but there's a reason he didn't, because anybody with a first-year college degree in criminal justice would know that when there's an opiate epidemic and we have no one in the DEA and Tim Sweeney sits there and does nothing for 18 months, there's a reason why. And that's the crux of what's going on.
Well, listen, if that's an indictment on Tim Sweeney, then there's got to be an indictment on Steve Ballone.
Of course. Listen, there's no doubt about it. Let me tell you something. There are some very, very nervous people waking up today. Very nervous. You know, you've got the guy, you know, who's been indicted, not so much Spoda, McPartland, who has the answers to all of this. Everything. The Levy thing, everything. This is a house of cards that's about to come down. And I got to tell you, the puppet master of it all is Rich Schaefer, and he's probably lying in bed right now, very nervous.
No, listen, you know, then that's the question we asked Ray Perini, but it all comes back to Rich Schaefer as far as, you know, the backing of Tom Spoda and company, and the fact that, you know, we asked about a resignation and everything else, and it's not even ironic that Schaefer actually said, you know what, he should actually stay around for the next 60 days.
Listen to this. This is what's going on here. In the past 4 years since I've been in the legislature, I could not bring one criminal thing to the DA's office. So I would go with minor things to the FBI, things the FBI should not be handling. You know, minor corruption, payoff, pay to play, that kind of stuff. And the FBI just doesn't have the manpower to do it. If Tim Sweeney gets elected, you think I can go there with him telling things about what's going on in county government? Of course not. There needs to be a series of checks and balances, and there isn't. And this is what the people of this county have to understand. They need to elect Republicans to at least to the point where we control one body and they control another body, and we can get things done, and we can make it, you know, not corrupt. Because let me tell you something, it's riddled with corruption. And that bail letter was very, very telling when it said there are dozens and dozens of people involved in this. Let me tell you, there's some nervous, nervous people this morning. This is not over.
So I ask you this, Rob Trotta, legislator of District 13 right here in Suffolk County, does Tom Spoda resign immediately?
You know,
yes or no?
I don't know if he does. That's unimportant. We've been sitting with a lame duck.
Well, it is kind of important. It's important because what happens within the office itself at this point in time.
Of course he should.
There's a leader there in their minds, and there's also a federal indictment in their minds.
533 days ago, someone just sent me a picture of me in Newsday asking for Ballone and Spoda to resign. And they said, you were right 533 days ago. So I've been saying it for years now. Okay? It's a swamp. It's a cesspool. And it's time, you know, look, I'm no fan of Donald Trump. You know, he's out there. But I get the feeling he's right. The place is a dump. It's a swamp. It's disgusting. Anytime, you know, the police unions can pump $200,000 into a legislative campaign because they want to own somebody and get them to vote the way they want, there's a big issue. And, you know, it could be any union. It's ridiculous what goes on. Why we spend $500,000 for the design of some building and, you know, $50,000 comes back and goes into Ballone's campaign coffers? The system is broken. And until there's a series of checks and balances, you know, I need Anthony Piccirillo elected. I need Gary up in Sarah Anchors elected. I need Dom Spada in Huntington elected. I need Hector Gavila elected. I need Rudy Sunderman elected. Otherwise, the system doesn't work. You need checks and balances, and we don't have them now.
Jeff Gill.
Good morning, legislator. How are you?
Who's this?
It's Jeff Gill. He's sitting with me today. He's got a question for you, Rob.
Oh, how are you?
Go ahead.
Good, good. So obviously, our political landscape changed dramatically yesterday with this bombshell indictment coming out. We have 12 days to go until the general election. Do you think that's enough time to be able to communicate effectively this message of the need to clean house to the electorate for it to have an impact on what happens on election day?
I hope so. I hope so. I mean, what can I do? I've been speaking this asylum in the forest for the first year. Now people are starting to get, you know, to hear what I'm saying. It's hard to get out there. I mean, what do you do? How do you attack, or how do you go when Tim Seeley has, you know, $800,000 or whatever it is to send mailers out where he's standing there? I took down MS-13. And in the corner is the date. He puts this picture up from March 4th of 2017. 3 weeks later, we have four people hacked up. You know, and this is, people don't see it. They hold that in their hand for 1 second or 1.3 seconds and throw it in the garbage and think Tim Seeley's the greatest guy in the whole world. And listen, I'm using Tim Seeley. It could be anybody. Schaefer is trying to control the government. He's trying to control the county executive and the district attorney's office. So this pay-to-play attitude where every taxpayer in this county is paying for it. It's ridiculous, and it's got to end.
Yeah,
and it will. That's the bottom line.
Listen, what you're saying is a lot of truth. The problem is, Rob, it doesn't resonate with the voters, this type of stuff. Now, you could cite what I have called all along, called the Zacharias effect. You know, as far as these cross endorsements and everything else, look what happened to Phil Boyle. The question, the big one is, in 12 days, is it going to resonate to the point where voters have said, I have had enough? Is the homework done when people head to the polls? I think not.
I think, you know why? Because people don't read the paper anymore. People don't really listen to the radio. They just look on Twitter and Facebook, and it's like, you know, the Kardashians. I need people who normally don't get out and vote to get off out of their asses and get out and vote. Because it'll never change. When I'm at a party or I'm talking to people, they start complaining to me about taxes. I always stop. Did you vote? Well, no. Well, then guess what? Don't talk to me. You have no right to talk to me if you didn't vote.
Rob,
they've got to get out and vote. I'm telling you, it's a swamp, and it's got to be drained. It's ridiculous. You know, I'm telling you, this is not over. This is nowhere near over. You know, unfortunately, the U.S. Attorney's Office, they're bogged down. And I got to, first of all, I want to thank them. I want to thank the Bureau. I want to thank all those investigators up there. Because this was, you know, think about what they did. They indicted a city DA and the head of public corruption. You know,
they got
cases piled up. I feel bad for those guys. I talked to them 8, 9, 10 o'clock at night. They're still there.
Rob, always a pleasure. Appreciate a few here.